and it's only as simple as academic, I really may observe what's going on, but actually I follow it. And they learning in tradition, in my just foundation, it's not only academic, but also it's a central player in what's going on at the schools. Therefore, obviously, it's not like my point, by my time, where we're something very superficial, as more Jewish foundation is actually. It's almost like this morning. And what I want to do is briefly put out three issues. First of all, the discrimination of disability. Secondly, discrimination of merits. Thirdly, relationship between the status of the court and the actual Supreme Court. And these are the issues I've dealt with by Judge Gardicchi, and also by the court just now, that is the Supreme Court, who is a wise person, who is a wise person. I want to learn from the very clear exposition of Judge Gardicchi and his explanation to us as to how, even when Protocol 14 comes into effect, there are still going to be serious workload problems for the court. In its May report this year, a group of wise persons predicted, based on court calculation, that if all the reforms of the Protocol 14 came fully into effect, the maximum increased productivity in the staff of the court would be between 20 and 25%. And Judge Gardicchi this morning has given us a clear explanation of why these sorts of reforms, such as increased powers, increased judge committees, single judge formation, will have some increased productivity gains, but they are limited, as Judge Gardicchi has made clearly aware this morning. So, I think they've got to then look at what other major reforms and possible institutional reforms that could perhaps tackle these workload crises at a more fundamental level than necessary. Thirdly, you could provide questions to the Supreme Court. I'm suggesting that going forward is a matter of consideration. You could some new body at Strasbourg to undertake the processing of questions of disability. And as we were aware, and between 90 and 95% of cases are declared inadmissible at the entry of the University of Strasbourg. So this time, this business is obviously a very, very burdensome time, as Judge Gardicchi's been explained earlier. So what's the part of the wise person that you can be ways of attacking the problem in terms of disability? Well, it's one that circulating around Strasbourg back in 2001, evaluation group before the media, is the idea that they would to make some separate judicial body at Strasbourg to deal with matters of disability. Now, as Dr. Gardicchi said, it is not the idea of going back to the pre-1998 Supreme Court system, but it's some idea that there is some separate body to deal with certain categories of disability cases. Now, in the group of my talks about a quote, judicial committee to undertake this task of processing large numbers of cases to reduce this invisible state to formally invisible to the outside of 6 months' time period, or whatever that might be. Now, the evaluation report, back in 2001, it talked about being a body of assessors who do a similar task. It seems from 2001 through the Protocol 14, the state and quash this idea of being a separate body of assessors because of cost implications for the two-tier system. What seems to happen though, in the May of this year, is that wise persons are now thinking it's unthinkable and are contemplating the possibility of recommending there should be this separate body to undertake the process of large numbers of municipal cases. What the interesting report that this wise person is not making clear for us is who would make up this judicial committee. The wise person report said that the judicial committee should be integrated with the court but separate from it. Integrated with the court but separate from it. It tells us nothing about the composition of this judicial committee. And I wonder what sort of judicial committee is. If this be made up of judges in the court, then of course they have the system of expertise, independence, and so on. But if the judges were sitting on these invisibility cases, how is that different from the single formation that Judge Louis Philippe explained to us a few minutes ago? And how would that reduce the workload of demand on the other side? It would not be feasible to have a new body in the staff of the judges. So, if you've got a new person, what sort of person need whether they've been quoted for. And that parallels the same sort of issues that the religion explains to us just recently about the issues about the way we think about what occurs and the need to start civilizational formation. And also, when we see it, and quoted from the evidence, that's what Judge Catholic proposed a paper in the Human Rights Law Review based on consultation of Dr. Rossinger, and Judge Catholic raised his concerns about whether there would be a suitable person who would want to take on such a limited role of simply determining that this critic would be enacted in the very moment of the issue.
Itself, albeit there was a kind of imitation of the ministry.
And this, I think, is great enough in John 11, about who the wise person is, and who is in mind. But it's all about maybe some issue about the legal basis of the contract and procedure, that would be opposing the future forms of interpretation, when you say the contract and procedure in the legal basis of the basis. And I would certainly that believe that if there are questions about the legal basis of it, then most certainly the same interpretation would be very basic. And the third issue of the failure of building and the position of the end of the one person, which is the relationship, the synonymous relationship between the Strasbourg Court and the National Supreme Court. This was what I was going to say, that this is the ultimate aim of the Strasbourg Court to become the European Constitutional Court in that of the rights of the country. And therefore, the one person who is in the court, they use this bilateral relationship. So long relations between the Strasbourg Court and the National Supreme Court could have relations going two ways. On one hand, they suggest that the National Supreme Court but given a new power to see consulting opinions of the Strasbourg Court on the court issues and then resolve basically the same Strasbourg Court could be there and do something to Strasbourg. But that seems fine to be able to empower the Strasbourg Court to demand the consulting opinions. That is going to take centuries. A new body of work, the Strasbourg Court. If the National Supreme Court, if there are different issues across the opinions, how is the National Court going to cope with potentially a large new source of caseload? And then, particularly, if they give all their some power to choose which consultant opinions it would respond to. So, that, as a power section, that we're going to have to more than I can make up that, because I don't know how to do that.